Hello! Welcome back to another episode of Macro Magic with Michelle. I am your host, Michelle Williams, and we're continuing the series of the 9-star key predictions for each one of the signs for the year 2023. This video is for 5 soil placements, whether you have 5 soil as your first, second, or third number. Listen up! So, in 2023, you're going to be in the house of 6 metal. It's the house of prosperity. It's the house of banking, investments, and finance. Cha-ching, cha-ching. Lucky you. Corresponds to the evening time and autumn. It's the time of the harvest. Harvest the rewards of the previous 9 years. And this doesn't just mean money, but it mostly means money, but it's anything that's a reward to you. If you've been working on, let's say, getting a specific job, or you've been working towards getting a house, if you've been working towards having a baby, something that's very rewarding for you. You can confidently follow your natural desires this year. Your financial position may improve, and enterprises, whatever you do, become successful. Try to avoid dishonesty, and arrogance. So things might be looking up for you, and it might get to your head. You might feel like you're on top of the world, and you might think, oh, I can get away with this, I can get away with that, and think that, well, I got everything I wanted. I must be right. Everyone else must be wrong, you know, but try to keep that in check. Be careful. Oh, another thing why that's important. I've talked about this before, but anytime somebody comes into the house of 6 metal, you know, you are dealing with that energy of 6 metal. And so part of the characteristics of a 6 metal person is that because they are so smart, their social skills are not good. And so this is why people perceive 6 metal people as basically being an asshole, which may or may not be true. But the thing about it is that 6 metal people are so logical and so intellectual that it's very hard for them to comprehend, like, social cues or how to be polite or how to be considerate, because their mind just doesn't really go that way. Okay, so you can absorb some of that energy this year, and you can kind of walk around a little bit like a 6 metal person. And it's not, maybe not the best. Let's see. Be careful when borrowing or lending money, because this is the house of money, money, money. Yes, you'll get rewarded. Yes, it's more likely that things will get better for you financially. But at the same time, don't be thinking, oh, I'm making all this money, I'm getting what I wanted, here you go, here you go. Don't act that way. Be very conservative with your money. Anytime you're in a metal house, this is the house of money. Literally, coins. This is metal. So it's not just about I can make this money, but be smart with that money, okay? Stay within your capacity and manage your resources well, just like I said. And that doesn't just mean, like, cash money, but that means your energy. That is money too. That is a currency as well. So don't overstretch yourself. Don't overwork yourself. Manage your mental health capacity as well. It's generally a good year for you. It's generally a good year for your health, but you may be prone to exhaustion. Just like I said, you might get carried away with making this money, and I know what it's like sometimes. You've been working so hard, and finally when you're making this money, you feel like, I got to take advantage, you know, strike while the iron's hot. But you got to manage your health as well. Don't be thinking you could just push through and that your health can take the hit while you have all these work opportunities, all these money opportunities. No, still take care of yourself. Take breaks, slow down. If your lifestyle becomes irregular, you may eat and drink to excess and your health may suffer for a long period of time. Just kind of like what I said, you know, you're so busy trying to keep up with these opportunities. Excuse me. Your regular schedule, your regular patterns might become disrupted. So then you just eat on the go. You just eat whatever. Maybe you go out to party a lot. You drink a lot. And this is not a good time to be doing that, because it's a house, like I said, of money, of reward. So if you're just basically spending your energy, when this is a time to be conserving it, you know, reaping the reward and being practical with your money, but also with your energy and your health, you know, it's going to have a negative effect on your health for longer than you would like. And then that's going to interfere with you being able to continue to work and continue to make that money. So it's not a good time to do that. If trouble appears, correct it by resting, eating well, and chewing thoroughly. Just what I said. You may also be prone to insomnia, mental fatigue, and heart trouble. So, insomnia, mental exhaustion, heart trouble, all of these correspond with actually fire energy. And if you look at the five transformations of energy, the element or the energy that controls fire is metal. So if you're not taking care of your metal energy, it's going to affect your fire energy. So, and like I said, I just said insomnia, mental exhaustion, and heart issues. So it's just not a good thing to be treating yourself like a workhorse. Be careful of car accidents, knife accidents, or accidents involving heavy machinery. So all this is basically accidents with metal. You're in the house of metal, be careful of metal. Car accidents, slow down, follow the rules of the road, pay attention, don't be drinking and driving, don't drive under the influence of your emotions, don't drive high. If you take medication, maybe you should take public transportation instead. Like knife accidents, so when you're chopping something, opening a box, you know, don't be willy-nilly with your cutlery, you know. Slow down, look at what you're doing. And accidents involving heavy machinery, I mean, I don't know. Maybe you work somewhere, maybe you work in a factory, maybe you have to operate some kind of heavy device. Pay attention to your surroundings, you know. Don't get too close to big machines and stuff like that. It's important to have good friends you can easily talk to. So this is kind of like what I said. Six metal people tend to not have very many friends because they don't really understand socializing as well as they do other things. And so this is kind of a problem, because then they can't really relate to people. You know, socializing is a big part of human health. So this year it's especially important that you have friends you can talk to. And of course, you know, if you see a therapist regularly, if you enjoy seeing a therapist, you know, that's a good option too. But at least someone in your life that you can talk to, that you can talk about your struggles with, that they can be a supportive ear, that they could be a comforting presence in your life. to help you feel not so alone, not so trapped in your thoughts. You know, we can get trapped in our thoughts, especially, like I, you know, another thing about six metal is that they get trapped in their thoughts because they're very logical. So it's kind of like in other forms of astrology, when we talk about air signs, that a lot of people think they're not emotional, but another thing they say about air signs is that they're very smart, they're very intellectual. But if you look at air signs, a lot of air signs struggle with anxiety, and that's because they keep it all in their brain. You know, they're so smart, but the other side of being so smart is you keep everything inside your own mind and maybe don't express it as in emotions, or you don't express it as in socializing, but it's just turning over and over in your mind. And that's not healthy either, because you can get trapped in thinking some delusional, non-existent, untrue things. And it can really set you up for, it can cut your legs from under you in this life. And so it's important to expose your thoughts so that you can get some feedback and people can, you know, help you out. Or at least you can get it out and you can reflect, oh, actually, yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Yeah, I'm actually making things up right now. This is not a valid, you know, thing I should be worrying about, you know. So this is a good year for self-development. Excuse me. If you take the advice of others. So once again, six metal energy really doesn't like to hear things from other people. Six metals don't like advice because they typically have all the answers. They're very smart. So, but that's not to say that other people can't give you good advice. And from other people's good advice, you might actually develop something within yourself that that is actually very beneficial for you. Another reward, girl. Another reward. You're free to travel this year. If you look once again at the magic square and you look at the house of six metal, that circle in there is completely open. That means the energy is freely moving. So you can travel, you can move. Actually, I wouldn't say it's a good time to move. I would just say it's a good time to travel. The only directions I wouldn't recommend you travel in are the northwest and the southeast directions. So that's the direction that you occupy, and then the direction across from it. And to learn more about directionology or traveling advice using the 9-star key, I'll link a video in the description and you can listen to that. And if you would like specific guidance or help planning a trip, you can always schedule a 9-star key reading with me on my website, and I can help you plan exactly what day, what route to take, if you should take a buddy, who should you take, other tips. But be sure to listen to the forecast for the collective for this year, and also make sure you check the predictions for your other signs in your 9-star key, to give you a more well-rounded idea of what your year is going to look like, to see if you resonate with anything else that I may have not touched on in this reading. And I hope you guys have a great 2023. Thanks for listening. Peace.